The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, are WWE and AEW about to fight over a new free agent? Big E says who was responsible for his solo run. We say goodbye to a wrestling legend. We preview AEW and tonight's NXT Halloween Havoc. And Steve reviews last night's Impact. But first, is WWE facing yet another COVID outbreak? Larson, what's in the news?
So this comes from the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer. He's reporting that WWE may have another COVID outbreak on their hands at the Performance Center. According to Meltzer, quote, details are not known other than it happened on Friday, and people who were there, whether they tested positive or negative, were asked to quarantine for 2 weeks due to contact tracing. There have been reports that includes people scheduled for NXT's Halloween Havoc show Wednesday. That's today.
Today.
And that aspects of the show are going to have to be changed. One source in WWE said that said nobody that is an NXT television regular has tested positive. Fightful Select has some more details, noting that the outbreak could be traced to an in-house live event. I guess these are regular occurrences at the Performance Center. This past Friday, and according to Fightful, again, those in attendance were asked to quarantine, and as NXT is preparing changes to Halloween Havoc in the event that changes need to be made. Of course, this comes on the heels of reports last week that a COVID strike team is set to conduct investigations at the Performance Center, as well as Full Sail, as well as the Amway Center. There's also reports earlier in the month that NXT talents may have made formal complaints, and that some talents felt uncomfortable training at the Performance Center due to, I believe it's Fightful Select with this story, they use the term COVID truthers.
So, I wonder who that could be. Oh, you didn't know?
Somebody really needs to go to these COVID truthers that are walking around, you know, coughing on everybody in the Performance Center and tell them put a damn mask on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, because not only they're endangering themselves, they're endangering trainees there, other coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially, if one of these outbreaks get bad enough, damaging the television product. And maybe forcing a cancellation of television product should an outbreak get to the point so bad that they don't have any wrestlers to wrestle.
Yeah, I said this last time. There's some weeds that need to be pulled in NXT, man, in at the Performance Center and WWE in general. I'll say this. I'm going to quote, and I don't know if this is related. I don't know. There's no context here, nor would I expect there to be. Bronson Reed tweeted out yesterday at 6 p.m. He said, if I've learned anything from this pandemic, it's that a lot of people are real selfish pieces of trash. Again, no idea if that's related to his workplace. But yeah, somebody responded to him and said, I've had to watch a number of people die. I got to hold the iPad so their family can say goodbye. And Bronson Reed responds, I'm very sorry to hear this. Bronson Reed seems like a real solid human being, Larson.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They need to get their house in order.
They
you
do.
Know?
They do. Because, who knows if they were ever planned to be involved in Survivor Series. But I believe someone in chat or in one of our questions.
Dirty Rich.
Oh, Rich.
Suggested
the idea
yeah.
that maybe that one of the reasons they're not is because of outbreaks that have happened at the Performance Center. We already saw that Raw Underground was basically canceled because they didn't want Performance Center trainees showing up at the venue where Raw and SmackDown are taped because of outbreaks at the Performance Center.
Yep.
At a certain point, Well, I mean, we're well past that point. We're past the point where they have to get their house in order. They have to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's I mentioned, so I told you before we got rolling, I was like, hey, you know, let's make the thumbnail and the title focused on Thunder Rosa and Big E, the stories we're about to talk about, because it's sad, but like this is a regular occurrence and people are just numb to it. Like you can we could have run this story with, you know, another picture of Vince or Triple H or whomever with a bunch of COVID cells around them. And you won't even know, is it from now? Is it from July? Is it from April? We're in late October.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
Get your shit together.
And cases are soaring. Soaring. And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get your house together.
NXT. It's sad because in some states like that are taking the proper precautions, like they're not soaring. Like California is actually holding pretty steady right now.
I saw a map yesterday and there was one state in the green, Washington.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. I forget which there were two other states that actually had continued to see declining cases, but yeah, it's few and far between. Anyways, in some more interesting news perhaps, Thunder Rosa, a favorite of ours here at Going In Raw, of course, probably most prominently known by people as defending her NWA championship on AEW's programming. She has now lost that title, and that's led to some speculation she might be a free agent. So AEW star Serena Deeb defeated Thunder Rosa yesterday to become the new NWA Women's Champion. After which Dave Meltzer mentioned on Twitter that both WWE and AEW had interest in Thunder Rosa. Didn't need Big Dave to tell us that one, man. Anybody who doesn't have interest in her would be absolutely silly. But PW Insider is reporting they were told that Thunder Rosa remains under contract to the NWA. So this is not a situation where her, oops, my guy disappeared. Come back, me.
You disappeared,
too. I disappeared, and my guy was in my place. Anyways, PW Insider said, this is not a situation where her leaving for another company precipitated the title switch. So, yeah, look, regardless, if she's under contract with NWA now, once she's not and she's clear to go wherever she wants to go, she will have every option available to her.
Yep.
The only question is, does she want a place where they don't have a proven track record with their women's division, but she can help build that track record? Or does she want to go to where literally the best women's division on the planet is, but it's a crowded division?
Yeah.
And she'll have to go in there and really prove her mettle. You know, on maybe a bigger stage. It seems like she's got a lot of leverage once she's out of contract from NWA. So it could be the kind of thing where maybe if she wanted to, she could say, hey, I want to bypass NXT and go straight to Raw or SmackDown. If she'd want to do that, if she looked at the creative and was like, hey, this is something I want to do.
Yeah. So, kind of tangentially here, Thunder Rosa, she did an interview with Fightful and said that she had a WWE tryout scheduled for September. However, it was to be a referee. It's a referee.
Yeah,
tryout.
I remember that. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They might have changed their tune on that one, because since then she's only raised her profile like 1,000%. On the other hand, there's probably tons of goodwill in AEW's favor. You know, it's funny how that can happen, because we didn't really mention this, but what's his name? Ben Carter? Was that the guy's name?
Yeah.
He signed with WWE mainly because, well, people think the visa issue, he'll be doing constant work or steady. He'll have steady work in the UK, because getting a visa over here, like a work visa, apparently might be pretty difficult. That's the speculation. I don't know if he's actually talked about that, but you would think that AEW, or maybe he just really wanted to go with WWE. I don't know. You would think that AEW, given that they gave her that stage, that large of a stage, that large of a platform to really like build that buzz, maybe they'd have a leg up. You'd think that Tony Khan would love to replicate
The
amount of buzz that she generated.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, her and Sheeta had that great match that, you know, sort of took people away from the fact they just saw Matt Hardy almost die at that last pay-per-view.
Yeah, it all out.
I want to check out. I saw like a little bit of the Serena D match from last night. I want to check that out. The entire thing,
yeah,
though.
Definitely.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of someone who's got a lot of buzz around them, someone else has got a lot of buzz around them.
Ooh.
Big E. He's on a solo run right now. He recently appeared on the Gorilla Position and talked about the creative process of his solo push, as well as who he credits with kickstarting it. If we had to say, transcripts are from Fightful. Quote, with the Sheamus program, we talked about ideas like new music and new presentation for me. We talked about when is the right time to play it. We never got around to it because I hadn't been in the arena for a few months because of a lot of our stuff happening backstage until we had the match. With SmackDown, we don't have as many segments to fill. We're afforded the luxury of being able to do a little more creative stuff. I'm not entirely sure the differences between Raw and SmackDown creative team, but the nice part is I feel like I have a voice with the SmackDown creative. We're able to go back and forth with ideas, and they're actually listening. Also, I have to give credit to Daniel Bryan. The idea for the solo run was from him. He's the reason, not just, hey, Big E. He's actually part of the process, and he's the one who said, this is what we should do with Big E. It feels like an environment where I do have a voice, and I get to do what I want by any means.
That's awesome.
That's all great to hear.
That's great to hear. Like, everything about what he just said is amazing. Daniel Bryan being involved. Daniel Bryan saying, hey, here's a cool idea that involves him being solo. They're even talking about music, presentation, that kind of stuff. He's involved in the process. So, you know, you'd like to think, okay, this isn't going to be like some generic stuff that they're going to slap on him. With him being involved, I really hope that they let him personalize even his entrance music.
Oh, yeah.
We heard a rumor that Keith Lee was redoing some entrance music that has his, fingerprints on it. Hopefully they allow Big E to do the same. And it sounds like that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is great to hear, man. And it kind of it speaks also to what we've noticed, what we've talked about extensively, the creative differences between Raw and SmackDown, how Raw just feels like they have so much time to fill that they
just throw stuff at the wall.
They have to throw stuff out there to fill the minutes. Yeah. To fill the minutes. Yeah. Whereas SmackDown, okay, we've got a much more limited amount of time to fill. Let's focus on quality now that we don't have to focus on quantity.
Sometimes limitations force you to be more creative.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And also definitely forces you to be more efficient with your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown, there only being 2 hours, there's not a whole lot of chances to be super self-indulgent
right.
or overindulgent with a segment because you have to get in, get your point across, get out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as him being involved, that's great. My concern has always been with his solo run that they're going to, say, hey, you have to be serious now. And then he just turns out to be kind of generic, serious baby face, which I don't want to see because he's got so much personality and that's what helped them get over in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he is actively involved, he can put himself into the creative for his new character,
mm-hmm.
the evolution of his character, then it should be true to what we've seen from him thus far.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like a complete basic rebrand of like a completely new Big E.
Yep.
I don't want to see that. I don't think the vast majority of fans want to see that. They want to see his character evolve. Sure, that'd be great. But just not out of nowhere, a complete reinvention that doesn't feel organic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like they're letting him chart his own path. That's great.
Yep.
All right, man. I'll talk about this really quick. Impact.
It's a shot.
Impact. That's what I heard. This was hilarious. This was so great. This was so unexpected. So Impact last night, it built to this big wedding. But Impact is great at the weddings, man. It was John E. Bravo and Rosemary getting married. This really got kickstarted back at Wrestle House a couple months ago, played out there. They fail for each other in the last couple weeks though. John E. Bravo has been kind of a dick to his wedding party. Cause you know, he's under pressure. He's letting it get to his head, et cetera, et cetera. And so last night. I mean, you know, the we had a couple things happen. Moose showed up, and so he's challenging Rich Swann now for the world title, which is great because they need to put that title on Moose. Moose is great. He had a couple of awesome lines last night. It was Rich Swann and what are they named? Trey Miguel and the other guys, the Rascals. And then Willie Mack was all hanging out, and Moose comes up, and Moose has been transformed because of his fight with EC3, where Moose is now this, you know, he's not goofing. He's like a violent, dangerous, almost like a trance version of Moose.
Oh, interesting.
So he comes up and he starts talking crap to Rich Swann. Rich Swann, he wants a piece of him. The Rascals sort of, you know, they take him away, and Willie Mack steps up to Moose, and Moose just says, "What do you want, sidekick?" "What do you want, sidekick?" Oh, it was great. So anyways, yeah, there was that. They started setting up rematch stuff for Perrazzo versus Sue Young. Sue Young attacked. There was, I guess, some... Yeah, that's pretty much all that happened. But at the end of the episode, they did a wedding, and they had the Sinister Minister do the nuptials.
He's the officiant.
The officiant, yeah. And you know, everybody was there. You know, the entire roster came out. Taya was, you know, the maid of honor. I forget who the best... Oh, Fala Bob was supposed to be the best man, but I thought he got kicked out of it. Anyways, so they go through all the tropes of a wedding. You know, the first one, obviously, is if anybody has any objection to this, say your peace now or forever live in peace, whatever. And when he gets past that, nobody says anything. Sinister Minister says, "Okay, well, that's one trope we don't have to worry about." Then he turns the page. And he goes through the entire thing, and, you know, "Rosemary, do you take, or Johnny Bravo, do you take Rosemary?" He says yes, and Sinister Minister looks around and says, "Okay." So they're going through all the potential pitfalls
within
a wedding, right? So, of course, he says, "By the power invested in me, blah, 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 you may now kiss the bride." Lights go down right as their mouths are about to kiss, right? You hear a scream, and then you hear a gunshot. And it comes back up, and Johnny Bravo's laying with a giant gunshot wound on his chest. And then Tommy Dreamer goes down to his knees and says, "Somebody shot Bravo." No! It was fantastic. It was really great, man. I was really happy that I decided to do an Impact stream last night.
That's pretty funny.
So they've got a murder mystery on their hands. This should be a lot of fun, man. Impact, you know, the way everybody within Impact that tweets about Impact and talks about Impact, they all seem like they're there to have fun, to build their brand, and it does look like a fun place to work and get paid. So yeah, it was pretty fun. So I'm looking forward to this particular storyline.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Really quick, before we get into these previews, we gotta say RIP. And goodbye to Tracy Smothers, maybe most popularly known in ECW. This dude's been around for days and days and days.
Yeah, he wrestled in NWA, WWE, WWF at the time, all over the country.
I should say most popularly known by me as ECW, because when we started watching ECW.
Yeah, our first introduction to Tracy Smothers was as a member of FBI and ECW, definitely. But yeah, he wrestled in WWF. At the time, WWF, NWA.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty great to see the stories people were sharing on Twitter.
Yeah.
CM Punk had a great thread telling all sorts of great Tracy Smothers stories. Mm-hmm. And everybody just said he was a really good dude. So
Yeah. Sad stuff. We've got Halloween Havoc tonight. We're going to be recapping Halloween Havoc tonight instead of tomorrow. So,
Are we dressing up tonight for this? Or are we gonna wait till Friday?
No, Friday. Friday is for the Halloween. So our preview for that is, barring any more positive COVID tests, Santos Escobar versus Jake Atlas. That should be a banger. We got Dexter Lumis versus Cameron Grimes in a Haunted House of Terror match. That should be a lot of fun. Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai for the Women's Championship.
And that's a spin the wheel, make the deal situation there too,
nice.
Yeah?
Nice, yeah. I think Gargano versus Priest is as well.
Yes.
Those will be a couple of really, really great matches.
Yep. Any titles changing hands tonight, Steve?
Oh man, I don't. So they're not involved in Survivor Series. If Io was supposed to be at Survivor Series, I would have said no. But given that she's not, there's a chance that I don't know. Gargano was so worried last week. I kind of get the feeling that nah, they're not going to do that. Candace might win.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be a title change. It's going to be Candace winning.
That's how it sort of feels. But Gargano was so worried about the wheel. I kind of feel like it might be a turn situation where Candace is super confident. She loses Gargano. But then that would mean Priest would have to drop the belt. I don't think they're going to have Priest drop that belt anytime soon. I don't know. And then Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Gonzalez. That should be a lot of fun as well.
That'll be a lot of fun on AEW. Got a packed show there too. Got a couple of the Eliminator Tournament matches, the semifinals. You got Kenny Omega versus Penta L0M. That'll be awesome. How many package pile drivers on the apron?
Oh, I hope at least
three.
Three, for sure.
Three. Hangman Page versus Wardlow. That should be a lot of fun. There's an Inner Circle Town Hall. They're going to decide whether they're going to let MJF into the Inner Circle.
Good stuff.
We got Cody and Orange Cassidy in a Lumberjack match for the TNT Championship. Serena Deeb defending her newly won NWA Women's title against Layla Hirsch. Eddie Kingston versus Matt Sydal, and then Young Bucks have an interview. I guess FTR is involved as well.
Layla Hirsch had a really great showing during the collective weekend 2 weeks ago when Bloodsport ran. She was on Bloodsport as well. She's really somebody to keep an eye out for, man. She's going to make tonight. You're going to really start hearing some buzz on a much bigger level for her. I can almost guarantee that. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Cool. Anyways, tomorrow at noon. Pacific will be reviewing AEW, but tonight hopefully you'll join us at the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson for our NXT Halloween Havoc recap. That should be a lot of fun. So we'll see you guys there right after the show. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.